Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
With less than 2 months before the election, you already know there's some shady business right now working together to keep Trump away from winning. RFK Jr. in a podcast talked openly about the deep state and Trump's relationship with it, what Trump told RFK Jr. about it. Super interesting video. Here it is.
The power is so insurmountable. How do we then pass a law that doesn't let that continue on? Like, how do you make it stop?
I think you need a president who's willing to go in there and who is not part of that system. You know, and I think that's President Trump. And President Trump, I think, tried to do that the last time to drain the swamp. And he was well-intentioned, but he didn't know how to do it. And he said that to me. He said, you know, I didn't know anything about governing. And he said, we won this election. And then all of a sudden, you got to fill 60,000 jobs or something like that. And he said, I was surrounded by people, by lobbyists and business interests were saying, you got to appoint this guy, you got to appoint that guy. And that's what he did. And he told me, I don't want to do that again. He said, those were bad guys. And this time we're going to do something different. And he wants to leave a legacy. He's not going to run again. He's a lame duck president. And yeah, he wants to do something that's good for this country. I know how to do that, and he's asked me to help him do that. So if we do that, if he does what he says, I'm very optimistic that we can actually remedy a lot of this corruption.
Leave it to Kennedy for laying something that complicated out that clearly, especially something so candid, because you don't hear politicians very often talking about the deep state. And the way that he talked about it is just very approachable and obviously appreciated because it's very real, yet people don't get to hear about it very often from the people who are literally dealing with it. This candid view into how the sausage is made is what candidates who aren't part of the deep state should do more of. Donald Trump should talk more. It's nice to hear Donald Trump's perspective through RFK Jr., and RFK Jr. is part of Donald Trump's team now, but it would also be nice to hear it from Donald Trump himself. One of the greatest critiques of Trump was exactly this, by the way. One of the greatest critiques that I had of Donald Trump was this, that he would kill the deep state. That's something that he said, but he didn't do it. And that's something I've talked about for a long time. It's something that I really wanted. It's something that a lot of people who support him want. Even some of the kind of higher up people like Vivek Ramaswamy were super into killing the deep state when he was running for president. And then he backed Donald Trump. And my question was just simply, well, really, if we're being honest with ourselves, Donald Trump didn't do anything to kill the deep state. And what RFK Jr. is saying here is that Donald Trump acknowledges that. And that makes me really happy, because if he acknowledges that, then essentially what he's saying is he's going to improve upon it. So it gives me a lot of hope. I'm really happy. Again, him talking about the Government Efficiency Commission, if you guys haven't heard about this, he's going to have Elon Musk run this kind of government agency that is going to be perpetually doing audits on the government. And I think that's absolutely fantastic, because especially from Elon Musk, because Elon Musk, one of the things he's well known for when it comes to Twitter is laying off like 80% of the staff and having the app work exactly the same. Imagine if he could do that with the US government. I know that we're not going to cut it by 80%, but even if he could cut it by 10, 20%, we're going to see massive increases we'll have less of a deficit as we've been having. And of course, we're going to have less of these deep state bureaucrats running. But because of that, you know, at the same time, if Donald Trump has laid out kind of this commitment, I mean, he's putting actual plans together to do this. When you're putting plans to do it together to do it, you know that the deep state hears it, and it is like white blood cells to a virus. They're going to try to take out Trump basically before he can take them out. It's that simple. And obviously, they've already tried to do that with the assassination attempt. They've tried it with other things. So again, it's no wonder why the media, for instance, in the debate on Tuesday, or big tech, as we've seen Google in many instances, is censoring Donald Trump, for just one example, I don't know if it's this way still, but literally if you looked up Donald Trump rallies, Kamala Harris rallies would come up, which is just crazy. And so between big media, big tech, they're fighting harder than ever to keep him out. It's just no wonder. And here's what it means, guys. If we have so much to go up against, a lot of people will look at that and just think it's insurmountable. Like, how can we go up against Google? How can we go up against, I mean, I know they're dwindling, but ABC, CNN, these are still really big companies. And the answer is that good patriots have to fight back by turning out big for the election. I heard Andrew Klavan say this week. I actually think it was in response to the debate. It was really good, so I want to repeat what he said, but I can't take credit for it. He essentially said, and maybe he was quoting someone else, so you'll have to go to the original clip at the Daily Wire, but he said, many people out there are talking about their willingness to go fight a civil war if necessary to protect their values, which I think that's a good thing. I think anyone should be willing to fight for their values. And many people are out there saying that they're willing to do it. Who knows if they'd actually do it when it comes down to it. But very few people are willing to go and simply volunteer to and monitor the polling locations, like where the ballots are being handed in. And that's really profound to me, because basically it's saying we can whine and complain all day about the corruption, or we can take our country back by showing up at the ballot booth and making sure there isn't voter fraud. It's easy to like say you're going to do the hard, like the big hard thing, but it's hard to actually just do the easy thing, which is do what good people have always done. Volunteer, get out there, actually go door to door. Like, I know we like to look at the polls and theorize, and it's fun to do all of that, but at the end of the day, nothing, absolutely nothing, can substitute for going door to door. Democrats are very good at it. Even ballot harvesting, if it's legal in your state, going to the, again, the ballot locations, I think are incredibly important, because then you can literally see with your own eyes if there's fraud or not, especially in the case of physical ballots. I know that's not how all states do it, but some states do, and even some swing states do it that way. And then, of course, turnout is massive. We like to talk about polls. We theorize. It's fun. At the end of the day, though, it doesn't matter how many people support Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. It just doesn't. What matters is who shows up for them. And so I predicted for a long time, this is a long-standing prediction, in 2 months we're going to find out if I'm right or not, but my prediction for a long time is that this is going to be a historically low turnout for Democrats. I'm not saying, again, don't misunderstand me. If they poll the population, I'm not saying that historically those polling is going to be bad for Democrats. What I'm saying is I don't think people are going to show up for Kamala Harris. So if the polls are 5% up on Harris, 10% up on Harris, 20% on Harris, I know that's never going to happen, but say it is, the people, this is what's important, the people that care about the truth must show up. The advantage that those that support the truth have is that if you're a liar and if you're a deceiver, the motivation to show up is really not that high. If you're one of those guys who just goes on ABC and just watches and everything that they say, you just take it in, chances are you're still not that motivated to go out. Because if you just think that you're just, you know, if you're just being given everything and you're not actually thinking for yourselves, you're not that motivated to go vote. Even if you really believe that Kamala Harris is somehow going to solve your life, even though she's the VP right now. But if you are supporting Donald Trump, you are not a fan of how life has gone for the last 4 years because of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and you firmly believe in the truth, your motivation is much higher. That's why I'm optimistic for this election season, because I think there's going to be a lot of patriots who are going to show up because they're here for the truth and they're not trying to deceive. People who deceive, they tend not to really have that oomph or, you know, that work ethic to actually show up to the ballot. Well, guys, I've talked for a while about this company because it's absolutely changed my workouts. Alpha Progression, guys, if you go to the link in my description, you will see that you will get 20% off that first month at Alpha Progression, as well as a 2-week trial. What Alpha Progression is, it's a workout app, but it's not like any other workout app that you've had before. If you're a beginner, say, you're wanting to get into your workouts, but you just don't really know what to do, you can go into the Alpha Progression app, give it your goals. Maybe you want to lose 20 pounds, maybe you want to gain 20 pounds of muscle, and it will spit out a professional plan for you to do it. It will show you exactly the sets you got to do, the reps you got to do, and it will help you keep track of it so you know exactly how much you lifted. If you're like me and you have some of your plans, you can already manually put those plans in, but then still track how much weight you're doing so you're able to continually lift a little bit more week on week. Again, go to the description down below. You'll get 2 weeks for free, so you might as well go try it. It's a free trial with my code. Again, that's alphaprogression.com/Joshua, but just go down to the link in the description below and you'll see what I'm talking about. Again, alphaprogression.com/Joshua. Well, guys, Mitt Romney continues to prove he's a rhino. And he did this time by basically praising Kamala Harris for her performance in the debate Here it is.
Classic President Trump performance. In the case of Kamala Harris, most people didn't know her terribly well, other than a few clips that were not flattering that you might see on the internet. And people saw, oh, actually, she's an intelligent, capable person who has a point of view on issues. And she demonstrated that time and again.
No talk of corrupt moderates, no criticism of Kamala Harris dodging question after question. Mitt Romney just praised a woman, by the way, who, if he was running against her in 2012, would have represented everything that he opposed, just like Obama. I mean, she really is just a carbon copy of Obama in many ways. And I'm not talking about her skin color, I'm talking about her policies. But 12 years later, we sit here and Mitt Romney has completely changed. I'm a resident of Utah. He's my senator. Obviously, people in Utah really liked him for a time. Obviously, I wasn't old enough to vote, but a lot of people here voted for him. And I gladly would have voted for him over Obama. But Mitt Romney has changed. He's changed big time. And the deep state and the uniparty is an interesting thing. A lot of people talk about the uniparty when they talk about Mitt Romney. They talk about Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney, all of these kind of older style GOP elites. But I think that there's kind of two different types of deep state and the kind of people who are involved in that. There's one group of people who are full deep state and they benefit from all of that. They're getting money, power. I talk about it in my book. It's actually up there on that bookshelf. These people are after money, sex, power at the end of the day. But then there's this other group of people, which I think is the camp that Mitt Romney is in. And it's a camp that doesn't want to be hated and they want to be moderate for moderate sake. So I actually don't think, I could be wrong, but I actually don't, just from what I know about Mitt Romney and his history, I don't think he's benefiting in massive ways. And kind of, I don't think he's the guy behind the scenes, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. I just don't think it is. And one of the reasons why I say that is he's stepping down. He's got some years left in him. He could still stay in power, but he's stepping down. He definitely wouldn't have won, he would have won re-election here in Utah if he had ran, but he's not rerunning. And I don't really respect him for that decision because I don't respect Mitt Romney much as a politician, but I think that it does point to the fact that he's not fully in the camp of benefiting from this deep state. I do think he's benefiting from it in the fact that he just wants to be well-liked, and he got the full wrath of Democrats in 2012, and he doesn't like it. And so he says stupid stuff like that just to try to be moderate for moderate sake again, and I'm sick of it because basically it's just gotten to the point where he just doesn't want to be hated on because he's older now. And he's gotten to the point where he just says things to say things, but every single word in that response to that reporter was false. And either he didn't watch the debate or he's lying to you. And the reason why he's lying to you is because he wants to be liked. And unfortunately, it never works because if you stay in the middle, both sides just end up hating you. So it's stupid anyway. But the deep state still benefits from it. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.